Hey everyone, I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Good Energy by Casey Means. Sophie, I gotta say, this book made me rethink what I thought I knew about health.
Oh, absolutely. And hi, listeners. Means is a Stanford-trained doctor who left conventional medicine to focus on root causes. The big idea here is that health isn't about treating disease, it's about optimizing the energy your cells produce.
Right? She says we've been asking the wrong questions. Instead of what disease do I have and what drug fixes it, we should be asking what's blocking my cells from making energy.
Exactly. That shift from reactive to proactive is huge. And it all starts with mitochondria, those tiny parts of your cells that turn food and oxygen into energy.
I used to think mitochondria were just little power plants, but Means describes them more like communication hubs. They take signals from what you eat, how you move, how you sleep, and even your emotions.
When they're working well, you get what she calls good energy, stable mood, clear thinking, good sleep. When they're compromised, you get fatigue, brain fog, and eventually chronic disease.
And she argues that modern life is basically a perfect storm for wrecking your mitochondria. Processed foods, artificial light all the time, sitting too much, constant stress.
Plus, environmental toxins. She talks about endocrine disruptors and plastics and personal care products that literally reprogram your fat cells to store more energy and burn less.
That part blew my mind. It's not just about willpower. Your environment can literally make it harder to stay healthy.
Right.
But the book isn't doom and gloom. She gives really actionable steps around what she calls the five pillars: food, movement, sleep, stress, and environment.
Let's start with food. She challenges the whole calorie counting model. She says 100 calories from sugar and 100 from spinach have totally different effects on your mitochondria. Metabolic flexibility is your body's ability to switch between burning glucose and burning fat for fuel. When you're flexible, you can go a few hours without eating and still have energy.
When you're inflexible, which is common with insulin resistance, you crash between meals and can't tap into stored fat. That's a driver of most chronic diseases.
So how do you build flexibility? She recommends strategic eating patterns, like intermittent fasting and paying attention to meal timing.
And movement. She says exercise isn't just about burning calories. It's a signal that tells your mitochondria to multiply and work better. High-intensity intervals, strength training, and just moving throughout the day all help.
I love the chapter on light. Morning sunlight actually sets your circadian rhythm and optimizes mitochondrial function. And blue light at night? It disrupts sleep and messes with your energy production.
She gives practical tips. Get sunlight first thing. Wear blue blockers after dark. Keep your bedroom cool and pitch black. Simple stuff that makes a real difference.
Sleep is another pillar. During deep sleep, your body clears waste from your brain and repairs mitochondria. Irregular schedules and late-night screens sabotage that.
And stress.
She distinguishes acute stress, which can be beneficial, from chronic stress, which elevates cortisol and damages mitochondria. Breath work, meditation, nature, all tools to manage it.
One thing I really appreciated is that Means doesn't preach perfection. She says start where you are, make one change at a time, and build momentum. You don't have to overhaul your whole life overnight.
And she emphasizes self-experimentation. Become your own health detective. Track how different foods, sleep patterns, or stress techniques affect your energy. It's empowering.
She also gets into the emotional side. Negative emotions like resentment and fear create physiological stress that hurts your mitochondria. Gratitude and joy actually enhance function.
That mind-body connection is often dismissed, but she backs it up with science. It's a reminder that health isn't just physical, it's emotional and social too.
And she calls out the healthcare system for being designed to treat disease, not cultivate health. She's not anti-medicine, but she wants us to focus on root causes.
The book's vision of a health-promoting society is inspiring. Better food access, more movement built into daily life, less toxic exposure. It's possible, but requires individual and collective action.
So what's my one takeaway? that every choice I make sends a signal to my mitochondria. I can either support my energy or undermine it. And small, consistent choices add up to huge changes.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Good energy is a powerful reminder that we have more control over our health than we think. It starts with understanding how our bodies actually work.
And that's the real message. Health is not the absence of disease. It's the presence of vibrant, sustainable energy. We'll see you in the next one.